ليشهدوا منافع لهم ويذكروا اسم الله في أيام معلومات على ما رزقهم من بهيمة.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين، نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. أما بعد، dear respected brothers and sisters, welcome to a new program where we are going to discuss the virtues of the 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. We are not going to discuss the virtues of those 10 days of Dhul Hijjah, but we are going also to discuss some other acts, some other activities that we can do during these 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. We are also going to discuss some of the rulings regarding of what we can do and what we can't do during these 10 days. This is a very short program. This is a very short series of 10 episodes, and hopefully we will be able to cover all things related to the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. Why do we need to discuss those 10 days of Dhul Hijjah? Brothers and sisters, Allah Jalla wa Ala is giving us, and those opportunities varies, but we can see that there is a common trend within the days that Allah Jalla wa Ala creates, within the time that Allah Jalla wa Ala creates. What do I mean by this? Look at the night. Allah Jalla wa Ala made the last part of the night as the best of the whole night. Allah Jalla wa Ala made the last third of the night as the best time of the whole night. Allah Jalla wa Ala comes down to the lower heaven. Allah Jalla wa Ala is telling us, who is asking me, who wants to make dua, who is making istighfar, and Allah Jalla wa Ala will accept this. Similarly, if we look at the whole year, we will see that the year is 12 months. The last third of the whole year starts with what? With the month of Ramadan. We have, after the month of Ramadan, we have Shawwal, and then Dhul Qa'dah, and then Dhul Hijjah. Those 4 months are, can be seen as the last third of the whole year. Ramadan, we know the virtues of the month of Ramadan. And after the month of Ramadan, we come to the Hurum months, the sacred months, starting from Shawwal, and then after Shawwal, Dhul Qa'dah, and then Dhul Hijjah. Not only this, but during Shawwal and Dhul Qa'dah, Dhul Hijjah, these are considered to be the months for Al-Hajj. And Al-Hajj, as we all know, according to Hadith Abi Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when a man came and asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, what is the best of deeds? He said, Imanun billahi wa rasulihi. Then what? Then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Jihadun fi sabilillah. Then what? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied by saying, Hajjun mabrur. Accepted Hajj, free from sins, and it is according to Sunnah, is considered to be the third virtuous deed according to this hadith. And because of this, Allah Jalla wa Ala made this Hajj in a very virtuous time. And that time is a very golden opportunity for every single one of us. In fact, as some scholars said, that Allah Jalla wa Ala knew that the life, the age of human beings, of the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, their ages are quite short. 60 or 70 years, or between 60 and 70 years, as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. But Allah Jalla wa Ala, out of love for Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and out of love for the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah Jalla wa Ala wanted to increase our ages and increase our reward in Jannah as if we are living for hundreds or thousands of years. For example, Allah Jalla wa Ala gave us the opportunity of what? Of Laylatul Qadr. And Allah Jalla wa Ala said in the Quran, Laylatul Qadr khayrun min alfi shahr. Means the one who is worshipping Allah Jalla wa Ala in Laylatul Qadr as if he worshipped Allah Jalla wa Ala for 83 years or more. So the one who is being or has been worshipping Allah Jalla wa Ala for number of years, He has been living for multiple ages. 83 years plus 83 years plus 83 years and so on. Similarly, Allah Jalla wa Ala gave us the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah to increase our reward and to increase our productive time, or the time where we are productive. Anas ibn Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu said that Allah Jalla wa Ala made every single one day of these 10 days of Dhul Hijjah equal to 1,000 years. And Allah Jalla wa Ala made the day of Al-Arafah, the day of Arafah, the ninth day of Dhul Hijjah, as if it is 10,000 years. In fact, brothers and sisters, the scholars differ whether the last 10 days of Ramadan are better than the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah or not. It is a discussion between scholars. Ibn al-Qayyim as well as Ibn Taymiyyah believe that the last 10 days of Ramadan in terms of the night are better than the nights of the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. However, the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah are better than the last 10 days of Ramadan. Subhanallah, what a great opportunity. And that's why all of us know Hadith ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, where he said that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that there are no days in which the good deeds are more beloved to Allah jalla wa ala than those 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. Subhanallah al-Azim. And let us go to Hadith ibn Umar. Ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu said that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said there are no days in which the good deeds are greater and more beloved to Allah jalla wa ala than those 10 days. So increase the tahleel, the takbir, and the tasbih. Increase saying la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu lahul mulku wa lahu alhamdu wa huwa ala kulli shayin qadir. Increase saying do plenty of takbir, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, and do plenty of tasbih, subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. These are examples of the deeds of the dhikr that can be said. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam is encouraging us to make use of this golden opportunity. The scholar said, Ibn Rajab al-Hanbali said, that the good deeds are beloved to Allah jalla wa ala, but the good deeds in these days are more beloved to Allah jalla wa ala than the good deeds in any other day. In fact, he said, according to Hadith ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, jihad, which is the best deed, is beloved to Allah jalla wa ala. But jihad is only, but working or doing good deeds in these 10 days is better than jihad, except a specific type of jihad. Look at this, brothers and sisters. Subhanallah, working, doing good deeds in these 10 days of Dhul Hijjah is better than general jihad. Yes, is better than jihad, because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said so, except a specific jihad. Hadith ibn Abbas goes to say that there are no days in which the good deeds are more beloved to Allah jalla wa ala than those 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. They ask the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, even working or doing good deeds in these days more beloved to Allah jalla wa ala than jihad? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, yes, except for a person who went to jihad and he lost his life and he lost all of his wealth. That specific jihad is more beloved to Allah Jalla wa Ala than working in these days. Subhanallah al-Azim. What else, brothers and sisters, we want other than this? It is a very golden opportunity, very rare opportunity. In fact, whoever given that opportunity, then he has really been given a very great opportunity that he might not be able to get at any point in his life. Brothers and sisters, let us remember, or let us imagine, that there is a king who is very wealthy and he fulfills his promises. He said to his people, listen, I will go and visit that place. Whoever is going to come and visit me in that place, then I will give him £1 million or dollars, and I will give him a big property in any place he wants. And we know that this king can fulfill his promise. Do you think, brothers and sisters, that anyone knows about this offer? He will leave it? He will not put the maximum effort in order to get to that? If the king said, I will be coming visiting that place in one of 10 days or even one of a month, do you think that we will not go every single day in order to make sure that we meet the king in order to get his offer? Of course, every single one of us is going to do that. In fact, if we know of someone who is not doing this, we will think that this person is insane because he is losing that offer which cannot be repeated. Now, brothers and sisters, Allah Jalla wa'ala, the King of all kings, Allah Jalla wa'ala owns everything. Allah Jalla wa'ala, as he said in the Quran, he fulfills his promises. Allah Jalla wa'ala told us that the ibadah in these 10 days of Dhul Hijjah is more virtuous than the ibadah in any other day. As some of the scholars said, that the Fard Salah is much better than the Fard Salah everywhere else or at any other time. The Nafila is much better than the Nafila in any other time. So, if we do one Fard here on those 10 days of Dhul Hijjah, as if we are doing many fara'id, many ibadat in many other or in other days. Any wise person, brothers and sisters, will he take that offer or he will leave it? I'm sure every wise person who is looking for a very secured future will take that offer. We are not living forever, but the real life is the life after death. Let us work for that. Let us take that opportunity and not to lose it. Stay tuned with us, and inshallah we will be talking more about the virtues of the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك لبيك.